fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 30th day of May, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. We haven't talked much about this recently, but perhaps tomorrow we may talk about it a bit more. That'd be food storage. I want to encourage everybody to stock inventory at minimum a 2-year supply of food for you and your team. The least expensive way to store the greatest amount of food is bulk grain storage. If possible, you want non-GMO organic grains. Probably want to stay away from wheat and corn. There's many other grains a person can store up. And the rule of thumb, real quickly, 900 pounds per adult per year, about 1,200 pounds per teenager per year, and about 700 pounds per child per year of bulk grains. It may sound like a lot, but it really doesn't take up that much space, quite frankly. And like I say, we'll probably talk about that more tomorrow. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney has taught astrophysics at the university level at Cornell University. He's taught mathematics at the university level at Cornell University. He's an accomplished author, having written 10 books with more on the way, an accomplished amateur archaeologist, amateur meaning he doesn't get paid for his efforts, which have been substantial, by the way, and weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Great day today. A lot of topics to cover.
A lot of topics. What's high on your list, sir?
Well, your opening statement about food, just a few comments. Freeze-dried food is the best way to buy canned food for storage. The canned food you get in the grocery store will not last. And if it freezes, it really won't last. So that's why freeze-dried food, it has all the water out. Other foods that you get in, like sealed bags, have moisture in it, and freezing will destroy the food. So, but grains also, I've had experience with, for example, oats will form mold very quickly unless it's really, really dry. And so your grain storage location has, it can't be in a damp basement, for example. It has to be in a really dry place so that you don't get mold, etc. And also, you should be using your food. You shouldn't just store it. You should be living off of it and constantly replacing it. So just a few of my own observations on food storage.
Well, I agree, Jim. And bulk grains, as I mentioned, is the least expensive to store up the most food. And you're absolutely right. The freeze-dried food is the highest quality canned food and will literally keep for decades. In fact, I still have the original case of Mountain House freeze-dried food I bought when my daughter was born 45 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a keepsake at this point to look at it and think about all the different moves and this one case of six number 10 cans has made with me. But the main thing is people get started. Once they've made that first step to buy that first amount of bulk grains or freeze-dried food, whatever it might be, that's the most difficult part of making that first step, isn't it, sir?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, and then you might have a contingency plan after that. If that food runs out, what are you going to do in case of severe long-term problems? But we talk about preparation all the time, and people want to know, you know, it used to be, we don't hear this too much anymore about when is certain event going to happen or whatever. But don't worry about what event you're going to plan for. Like you said, John, didn't you plan like just a fictitious date? Because people want a date.
All right. I just made up a date, which would be the last day of this year, and give people five different scenarios. They can choose one or two or all five if they choose to get ready by December 31st this year. And when it's January 1st, 2019, I'll just pick December 31st, 2019 as the new date. It's just a way of encouraging people. I don't know if it's a Western part of Western culture, or if it's ubiquitous worldwide, but people, Americans at least, seem to want to have a date to focus on for some reason, don't they?
Right. Yeah, they're not happy with, well, it might happen someday. It might be 10 years or 1,000 years. They want a date. And tomorrow night I'm going to mention a date. I'll mention it here. There's some yo-yo running around saying September 18th will be the financial collapse of the entire world. And I would be remiss to try and predict what's going to happen tomorrow in the financial world, let alone in September. So,
well, sometimes it's not a prediction, Jim. I don't know if you and I have ever talked about this. There's an archive at my website at thelibertyman.com. This, the last Sunday of June 2008, on my radio show, I said the following. Sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September this year, 2008, because of the soon-to-happen worldwide collapse of the stock and bond market. Now, that was not a prediction, Jim. I was just reporting what a bank that's 300, about start soon to start its 400, its fourth century being a bank, the Royal Bank of Scotland, issued that warning to their own customers. To mm-hmm. sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September 2008. Now, that was not a prediction. That was information based on what they knew was going to happen because it had been contrived and planned to happen the last week of September 2008. So sometimes it's not a prediction. Sometimes it's just reporting.
Great. Great. Exactly. Yeah, there's more going on. At any rate, John, I had a topic here I've been thinking about. We're all very concerned about guns in this country. There are many gun owners. You do gun training, and you were trained in the military, so you have advanced training more than most of us. But let's take a step back here in this issue with guns in schools, shootings, you know, where somebody can just walk in any door with a gun under their jacket and start shooting. But in the schools, we have sex education, we have drug education, we have driver education, And I know that people, and I've heard this, students asking for gun training. And it's time for that to happen in the school system. And so instead of taking guns away from people, what we have to do is create responsible gun handlers in this country. And it would start in the schools, and I think that's an appropriate place. And it does not have to be mandatory. If people don't want to have anything to do with guns, that's fine. But that should be provided. I mean, here we've got something that's potentially far more dangerous than sex, drugs, and driving, and students have no access to training unless they go out. In fact, in a lot of cases I've heard, they're ostracized for going to a gun training center with their parents. There's some people were talking about being called into the school, and the students were ridiculed by the administration for going to a gun range. Now, you know, this is how backwards and crazy it's gotten. But I believe it's time to have, and also, I just don't want people walking around with guns that don't have training. I think it's a bad idea. And so anyway, and, you know, in terms of the general public, that's what the NRA does. And I'm surprised they don't present that message more, rather than defending gun rights in the Second Amendment.
They do, Jim. Of course, I'm a life member of the NRA, and the NRA is the premier training organization in this country. The NRA does make all those training opportunities available.
Right, but they don't. When I see them after, say, a school shooting and they're being attacked, they don't come out and say, "We provide training. We need more training." Of course, you need to identify the people that are on drugs or have problems, etc. The NRA does not stress the fact that they are the preeminent training center in the United States for gun owners. And well, I think they should stress that mainstream more.
I understand what you're saying, Joe. The mainstream media is not going to give airtime for the NRA to get that message out. That simply won't be allowed. The NRA does what it can to get that message out through their website, through their meetings and outreach. But having that message repeated by the mainstream media or allowed on mainstream media simply won't be allowed to happen. Now, when I was in high school, almost every high school in the United States had a rifle team. That was ubiquitous 50 years ago. It's not a new concept. It's an old concept. A friend of mine, his children were in high school in the mid to late 1980s, and they went to a private high school that had a rifle team, and it got to the point where they were traveling 2 hours one way to find another high school that also had a rifle team to compete against. We're at a point now where rifle teams are almost non-existent in this country. The high schools in my county, several of them have competitive shotgun teams where they compete with shotguns, but there's no rifle teams in my county that I'm aware of. So it's been a sea change in terms of attitude nationwide. My friend Jeff Nyquist, Jim, who's on the second hour here, mm-hmm. his dream job was to become a public school teacher. He found out when he was in teacher's college that unless he repeated the Marxist line being fed to him and became a good little Marxist, he would not be allowed to be a teacher, and he walked away from his dream job before he ever took it. But Marxists have taken control of the schools that teach the teachers. Right. Marxists are very anti-gun, except for the police and the military, obviously. So it should be no surprise that public schools have discontinued firearms training and competition.
Yeah, that's another point, is that the schools have been totally infiltrated, like you say, by Marxists. And I want to talk a little bit about teacher education, that the teachers have to get a teacher certificate. Now, you might think, well, that's a good thing because then they're qualified to teach. But two things happen. They don't take as many courses in their major field. So let's say somebody's teaching mathematics. What I saw happening was the people that could not do mathematics then started taking teacher education courses to become the teachers. And then secondly, it prevents people with, say, PhDs or higher degrees or professionals that, say, would be very good math or chemistry or science or physics teachers or biology or whatever, it prevents them from teaching in our schools. So we could have much higher qualified people than the people training. And then the last little fun fact is that 87% of all teachers and administration in schools in the United States are women. And now flip that around. If that were 87% men, you would never hear the end of it. But there's a problem here because there's no male presence in the schools. And it's too easy for the women to slide into this teacher job, teach for 20 years, get their retirement, and be totally fed a line of BS and teach from textbooks that could not possibly be true, because that's what they were taught. They go in, they never were taught to question. They just got A's in their class, regurgitate what the teacher says. Okay, you got an A. Now you're smart. Now you can go teach. And they teach from a classroom, a textbook, and that we call education. Excuse me.
Well, Jim, there's another level of this you probably aren't aware of. In the state of Missouri, about 6 or 8 years ago, some of the Missouri legislators, it was brought to their attention that we had illiterate or semi-literate people with teacher certifications, and there was proposed legislation to mandate a literacy test for all the teachers in the state of Missouri. That was hammered into the ground and stopped, but I have a high level of confidence that we do, in fact, nationwide, have men and women who are either functionally illiterate or, in fact, are illiterate that are teaching our students.
Well, even if they're literate, they're reading from a textbook that couldn't say most of it is just fabricated history or whatever. You might have a little bit of solidity in, say, physics or chemistry until you get up to a certain level, that is. If you look at, I took an economics course in college, and it was ridiculous. It has nothing to do with real economics, people pay a lot of money to go to college these days, and I think they're very disappointed when they get done after they realize they spent all that money and all that time, and they really don't know anything, and they can't get a job.
Out in my part of the country, a sizable proportion of the youngsters graduating from high school, they go to trade school. Uh-huh. And trade school is typically about 2 years or so. It could be a little more, it could be a little less. But upon graduation, the grandson of a friend of mine, he graduated as a certified automobile and certified diesel mechanic. And he had multiple job offers and will have a nice career ahead of him where he will make a nice middle class living. And with excellent job security, the moment he walked out of technical school. Mm-hmm. Where, on the other hand, like you said, Jim, there's many people with bachelor's degrees and master's degrees who are working at jobs that require nothing beyond a high school education because that's all they can get, especially if they have a degree in art history or a general liberal arts degree or something like that that doesn't qualify them to do anything of any consequence.
You can add PhDs to that group, too. They pounded out so many PhDs that in there you're even worse off because somebody asks you, what is your experience? Well, I've got a PhD in nuclear physics or some esoteric branch of science or whatever. Well, nobody's going to hire you. Because as soon as you get a real job, if you ever do, then you would be walking away from whatever they hire you for. So nobody wants you. You can't get hired in your own field, and you can't get hired in any other place either. So, those people are out, in a lot more time and effort, believe me. PhD.
Here's our bright call numbers, 800-313-9443. We'll be right
Homeowners,
back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. John, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of May, visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live in the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, thank you, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads. And currently, I'm discussing propulsion systems and some other issues, the Hawaiian volcano, the draining of the lake at Yellowstone, some of the topics I'll be covering tomorrow night. And then my paid cast is a weekly extra hour, $3.95 per month. And right now, I'm doing reviews of my books. The current topic is my second book, Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection. And so what I'm doing is I'm taking the books in order of publication and putting a narrative around them, sometimes three, four, or even five shows of the paid cast lecture on the books. And I've been getting more and more requests from people who homeschool their kids. And so these lectures are meant for everybody from kids to adults. And then, you know, reading the book, of course, and then listening to the extra commentary on the paid cast.
All right. Well, that's good. I encourage people to listen to these shows either live or to the archives. You'll get a university level education in a format that everybody will have fun listening to. Okay, Jim, you mentioned there are several topics that you are really paying attention to. What's next on your list, sir?
Well, I just want to recap what I was saying about gun training within the school systems. And I remember when I was younger, when they introduced sex and drug education in the schools, it was very controversial. Oh, you're teaching our kids how to have sex and take drugs. No, it was to teach them about the dangers of these things in their lives because, you know, heretofore when I grew up, there weren't any things like that. Kids today have far more to deal with in terms of drugs and things like that than I ever had to deal with. So they introduced this, and so now kids are getting educated about these topics instead of, you know, in the back alley someplace learning about sex and drugs.
Right.
And so
right.
Then driver's education became necessary because we wanted responsible drivers. I think the time has come for gun training in the schools. What do you think about that?
Well, you're asking an NRA firearms instructor.
Well,
what do you think?
Clearly, I'm singing to the choir, preaching to the choir here. But
well, the NRA's got programs that go all the way down to toddlers. A 4-year-old or even a 3-year-old could be trained to not touch a firearm if they come upon one, and to report the knowledge of a firearm being present to an adult. That's entry level. When I see the firearm, don't touch it, go tell an adult. And that's what you teach 3-year-olds, because even a 3-year-old has enough strength in her little fingers to apply 2.5 pounds pressure on a trigger, not much pressure at all. And it goes from there with incrementally becoming more sophisticated as the child gets older in terms of the knowledge and the skill sets that we provide youngsters for safe gun training. So obviously, clearly, I support that, and it should be done. And that, you know, you could expand this to power tools, to all kinds of things. Firearms are obviously top of the list because they're so ubiquitous in our society. Most homes in this country, when I say most, more than half the homes in this country have some kind of firearm in them, maybe a rifle or a shotgun or a pistol, but at least half the homes do. And one of the things that the anti-gun parents need to be aware of is that the homes your children are visiting are with their friends very likely have firearms in them. So your own child, even if you're anti-gun, want nothing to do with guns yourself and in your home, your child does need that training so they can be safe when they are visiting one of their friends' homes and there's firearms present, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like a lot of things. A lot of people try and do this. They try and put a cocoon around their kids. And let me tell you, you kids have to get out and rub noses with the world early in life because they have to learn what's going on out there. Otherwise, they're going to be victimized. So protecting your kids from everything is not a good plan. Exposing them to things and teaching them responsibility is a good plan. They're going to run into guns in their lifetime. So they better get smart about guns. And that's the issue with drugs and sex and driving education in the schools.
Hold on, Jim. We got a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay
get off my soapbox here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.newsweek.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We'll have a new image of North America with new coastlines posted later this week. It's a fun project. It's happening because of all you supporting me out there in this effort. I could not possibly watch 500,000 hours of movies and TV shows that took place the last 60 years. But all of us can together watch many, many thousands of hours and find these images. Let's get them together, get them posted on my website. If you find one, you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. Also, my website, of course, you'll find Energy Cleaners for sale. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch, up and down ladders, down on my knees on concrete doing work, moving big boulders, moving heavy logs into the bucket of the Kubota tractor. Go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up pain-free in the morning, and you can also. What are you waiting for? Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. That's for me to you personally. Also, the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can pay using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. It's a lot of fun, by the way. You can make payments to PayPal now if you need to spread that dollar amount out over several months. MasterCard, Visa, you can send me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. If you've got a question or comment for Professor McCanny, give us a call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, you can jump back up on top of that soapbox, sir.
Oh, okay, maybe I'll jump off that one and get on another one here. But anyway, that's my vote for what to do in the schools is to offer gun training. And that would do a lot towards educating students, young people, which is everybody in the country pretty much, giving them the opportunity to understand about this. And whereas a lot of them today, maybe their parents don't own guns, but they want to understand about them because it's in our society. So at any rate, being uneducated is more dangerous than being educated. Let me just put it that way.
Right.
So,
right. The son of a friend of mine, one of my high school classmates, was murdered by one of his buddies. Several youngsters were walking through a creek in the country. There was a pistol laying in the creek. The young man picked it up, pointed at my friend's head, and pulled the trigger and killed him dead on the spot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. These tragedies happen, and that's out of ignorance. That's pure ignorance.
The first thing you learn about a gun is do not point it at anybody because it may be loaded. And even if... oh my goodness! That is just,
Before that, all guns are loaded all the time. It doesn't matter if it has ammunition in it or not. You treat all guns as if they're loaded all the time. That's rule number one. But so, burying a child that's been murdered is one of the most horrific things any parent can do, and it is tragic when these things happen. And there's no reason for it. And I absolutely agree with you, Jim. All schools all the time should be teaching proper gun handling and gun safety protocols so that these youngsters can be safe around firearms.
Yeah, absolutely. And so they can recognize it also. When I in my past, I was the head of archery clubs and many archery types of things. At one time in my past, I had an archery company. But that was common in schools to have an archery club, you know, it's a sport also. It's an Olympic sport. And there again, we have only individuals that take it upon themselves enter into that. And that would be a very inexpensive sport for high schools.
It would be. Yeah. Compared to many other sports. I don't know what the current dollar amount would be to outfit one youngster with a complete pads and protection and helmet, but it has to be between $500 and $1,000.
Oh, more than that. I can't even imagine. It's plus all the facilities and the, you know, everything that goes along with it compared to archery, which would be, you know, typically the student would buy their own equipment in archery. So you have a coach. You have an area where you can shoot, et cetera, but very low cost and non-impact, no high impact. You know, the one thing I don't like about high school sports, I know many people that were injured and into adulthood carry those injuries because of high school sports.
That's expected. Injuries are part of it, and that's expected. When I was in college, Jim, I had a fiberglass recurve bow, and my college had an archery range. And I found it very relaxing and a great way to blow off steam and have a few minutes to myself. Sometimes there might be one or two other students out there. But typically I'd be on the archery range by myself, just enjoying a beautiful afternoon, putting some arrows down range as a way to relax and blow off a little steam and take a break from life.
Well, there's a term, it's an old English term, and what it means is the beauty of watching the arrow fly. And that's like what you're talking about, is relaxing it. There's something about it. There's something about archery that's just, it's like an art almost. And so, you know, it's not just trying to hit the target. There's a lot to it. There's clout shooting, which is shooting distance into targets that are at a distance. There's different types of archery. And so anyway, just my two cents on that. That's an additional type of, in fact, Ben Franklin, this is interesting, when they were setting up the militia in the newly formed country, the United States, with the 13 colonies, he wanted a militia of gets that did not work well in the rain, you know, the powder, the distribution, whereas archery was something that was readily available and very well known, and on a certain weather conditions, it worked far better than firearms of the day.
Go ahead, Jim.
He wanted a standing army of archers.
Well, I would integrate archers into the Corps. I don't know if I have freestanding groups, although there could be. But there's even today, there's advantages to archery that firearms don't have. First of all, the rate of fire for a bow and arrow in 1776 was far greater. It took anywhere from 30 seconds for a very skilled marksman to a full minute to reload one round in those flintlocks, where a skilled archer could fire an arrow, and I've seen videos of modern archers that can fire an arrow a second, or even slightly faster than that. Plus, there's the ability for what's called indirect fire, where the American Indians understood this and did it. That would be if you've got your enemy hiding behind different things that will stop a bullet or an arrow, you can shoot the arrow up in the air so it comes down on top of the enemy in a similar way that artillery does, indirect fire. They're silent, make almost no noise whatsoever, so it would cause confusion and fear, especially at night, to have arrows coming in, and they can't see where the arrows are coming from. They can't hear where the arrows are coming from. It's a great psychological weapon to be shooting at your enemy with arrows. And I've said this before, if we ever find Chinese peasant soldiers here or Russians here in the form of United Nations peacekeepers, they probably have watched American Westerns. And if they're being shot at with arrows, they're going to think that American Indians are after them, and their commanders won't be able to convince them otherwise, Jim.
that's interesting. So anyway, okay, well, there's a topic I want to cover here, and this is really strange. We all know that the New York Times, you may as well call it the CIA Times, and recently they leaked a memo stating that there was a plant, an FBI plant in the Trump administration, and they did it ahead of the Inspector General's report stating the same, and they wanted to do it to preempt that announcement and corruption charges against Clapper and Comey and the whole laundry list of people that were in the Obama administration at the time. So we know that they plant articles to preempt certain things. And so anyway, on May 22nd, Gina Haspel was inducted as the new head of the CIA, the first woman head of the CIA. And I guarantee you, she does not know anything about the skullduggery in the CIA far below her, in the worldwide deep state CIA police force to the World Bank. She's a figurehead, and of course, I'm sure she's excellent at security, etc. But she has no clue who the CIA really is, being the head of it. But anyway, on the 25th of May, immediately after this, an article was published in the New York Times coming out of Caracas, Venezuela, of all places, which is deeply embedded with CIA, not so much anymore since a lot of them were just thrown out. But it stated that a guy named Uribe, who was the president of Colombia for many years, was part and parcel to the drug cartels. Now, what they're basically doing is throwing Uribe under the bus. And this tells me that the inspector general is about to come out with a very scathing report of the CIA and the drug trafficking, because they had to pick a bad guy and throw him under the bus to take the blame. And that's somebody that they had protected. And in fact, was the CIA was instrumental in keeping him in power for all of this time and destroying the competition. So the drug war during the Reagan years, the Nancy Reagan Just Say No to Drugs campaign, was almost comical, because George Bush, ex-head of the CIA, was instrumental, and the Clintons in that time in MENA, Arkansas, were instrumental in more drugs coming into this country than in the history of the country combined, and also the trafficking coming in from Afghanistan. But, and China, by the way, but what's interesting here is, now why would they publish this article on this ex-president of Colombia and throw him under the bus? Basically, because it seems there it's a prelude to something coming out dealing with the CIA drug trafficking coming through Colombia. So anyway, this is, you have to understand these things and who's the players are and what the situation is and how they're trying to set up a situation. And then remember that after the New York Times came out and said there was a mole in the Trump campaign, then Clapper and all these guys, Brennan, went on TV shows saying, oh yeah, well, it wasn't really a spy. We were just looking for Russians. And you see how they twist the story for the American public. And so something is about to pop here. I don't know what it is, but when the New York Times comes out with a major piece like this, you bet they're preempting some kind of revelation that's about to hit.
Absolutely. Well, I just watched a Tom Cruise movie about Gary Seal, who was
Gary
a real
Seal, character. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know how close to reality it was, but the film certainly was very exciting and revealing in the CIA's role in bringing drugs into this country and trading guns and money. It was phenomenal what was going on there. And MENA,
that's a
Arkansas,
real story.
That's a real story.
And the Clintons were very much involved in that, and the Bushes. But the other thing is, the movie tainted it, making it look like Barry Seal was the guy making all this money. It was the Clintons and the CIA that were hauling all the money in. And this was Oliver North,
right,
who had his own private navy in the Iran deal. That was then they were sending the arms down into Nicaragua and Panama. Remember, they installed Noriega.
Right.
Killed the president of Ecuador so that they could put in their own president and have the, you know, part of the drug running from Peru to Ecuador to Colombia to the United States. And but the movie was actually really well done. I thought Cruz did a great job. It was a wonderful movie.
He did do a good job. And if you understand how the world works, there was a reference in there where Tom Cruise was arrested by the Arkansas state government and was about to, but was not quite ready to be prosecuted by an Arkansas state prosecutor, the attorney general of the state of Arkansas.
When like the attorney general, they had four federal agencies in there also. They had the FBI and the ATF and the, you know, four government agencies all at the same time. But yeah, go ahead.
Right. So anyway, he's under arrest and he's smiling and joking with all these federal and local and state law enforcement and talking about how he's ready to give each of them a new Cadillac if they just let him go. And then Attorney General of the state of Arkansas gets a phone call from the governor of the state of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, and is ordered by the governor to stand down and release Barry Seal, which, of course, she did. And all these law enforcement people, federal, state, and local, are outraged at this could happen. And the Arkansas Attorney General is basically not saying anything. Now, that's by inference. We know that in that film, that Bill Clinton was up to his eyeballs in it. There was no outright statements that Bill Clinton was receiving money, which, of course, he was receiving money from Barry Seal. And at the closing scene is Barry Seal being murdered, allegedly by a drug cartel assassins.
Allegedly, right.
Allegedly. American Made is the name of the film, by the way. American Made came out last year.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of May. Well, Jim, this hour just flew by. We've got about 3 minutes here to put up whatever information you think you want to do, sir.
Well, I just want to reiterate that I think it's amazing that we have a CIA director who has no idea what's going on in the CIA, or who they are or what they're all about. And I think it's really dangerous because they are all over the world. And this came out recently in Brazil. I've been following this because a lot of people send me information. A guy named Lula was basically during the Summer Olympics. The FBI, headed by Comey, was in Brazil coaching a judge there to basically have this guy indicted and arrested, hauled out of his office, thrown in prison, and he was just released because of an international petition to release him because all the charges were cleared. This is in Brazil, the president of Brazil. And he was being held in prison without any charges. So finally, a large enough contingency of international pressure came on Brazil to release him. There's a picture of him in the middle of a massive mob of supporters. And this is what's going on. So this is the CIA. And now the FBI has been discovered, including James Comey, was central in ousting the duly elected president of Brazil. So this is, you know, information that's just emerging now.
Well, these geopolitical matters can be very complex and very hard to understand, can't they?
Yeah, but it's really dangerous having people like Gina Haspel in charge of the CIA, and she has no clue what's going on in her agency or what has been going on.
Well, she's going to have a steep learning curve, isn't she?
I don't think she's going to learn. That's the problem.
Okay. Well, I hope she does. She needs to.
I hope she's listening. Somebody points her to this show because, yeah, this is extremely dangerous. And because this is worldwide and all the damage those people are doing around the world and have done. This is the deep part of the deep state. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. It is. Well, we're pretty much out of time here, Jim. I want to thank you for being with us and look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Okay, appreciate it. All right. Okay, we've got a top of the hour break coming up here shortly. And we'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. That's jrnyquist.com, jrnyquist.com. We're talking about international communism, the international communist conspiracy, and how that affects all of us in our daily lives. This is important stuff. This has become one of my more popular hours every week here at Republic Broadcasting. And I need to remind people the special promotion involving Front Sight and Republic Broadcasting goes on for a few more days. If you want to take advantage of it, well, you need to be doing it soon. Very, very soon. A few more days, it's going to be over. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.